It is the deadliest hurricane in U.S. history. A storm that hit Galveston, Texas in September 1900 that caused catastrophic destruction and claimed thousands of lives. We take a look back at the event, the rebuilding, and the present day on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When a hurricane hit Galveston, Texas on September 8, 1900, the city had little warning of the massive storm that was approaching. A city of 36,000 experienced a staggering death toll.
The lowest, most conservative estimates is 6,000. The highest is about 12,000. Most people say probably around 8,000.
Caitlin Ekman shares the story from the Galveston, Texas History Center. In the aftermath, martial law was declared, and all able-bodied men worked in the recovery effort.
The disposal of bodies became a major priority just because to prevent disease. They took out people into the Gulf to try to do burials at sea, but unfortunately a lot of them washed back ashore.
Bodies were cremated, but this still took weeks due to the number of dead. As the city began to recover, a seawall was constructed to help blunt the surging water of a future storm. Another project helped move the city to higher ground, in a sense.
And essentially, they would lift up most of the buildings on stilts, clear out a canal in the streets, dredge silt out from the Gulf of Mexico, raising the entire city by about 6 to 8 feet.
Those efforts proved valuable. In 1915, a stronger hurricane hit the city, but only about 50 died compared to multiple thousands 15 years prior. While the storms in 1900 and 1915 caused much damage, some of the old buildings survived and can be seen today, especially on the north end of the island.
You do actually still have a lot of those Victorian-era structures around, which is why Galveston is well-preserved for architecture history. They definitely rebuilt quite a bit of that, and they definitely tried to preserve the older areas where they could.
The Galveston and Texas History Center at the Rosenberg Library here has many resources, both online and in person, where people can read and see accounts from the hurricane in 1900, the deadliest in U.S. history. Traveling the countryside in Galveston, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.